the review on the Anfield Wrap after Chelsea 2, Liverpool 2. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. And we'll start at the top, Sean. There's the obvious disruption both on the pitch and on the touchline for Liverpool going into this one. He goes with Milner over Keita or Chamberlain for it. I think we've obviously got to consider Leicester within that selection, but also a little bit of what they think Chelsea might do going into this one.
Yeah, it was a bit of a slight surprise to me. I thought for a number of reasons that it would be Keita. And that's not to say in hindsight whether the decision was right or wrong. But there's a number of things that potentially play into that. Obviously, one, I think the type of game they're expecting and the need for Liverpool to be really good at trying to win the second balls in the midfield area. And especially with Kovacic and Kante likely to play a large part of the game, you'd have thought Liverpool would have wanted to make sure they're trying to meet fire with fire. Now, obviously, that doesn't go as well as we'd all have hoped for, but looking at it prior to the game, I think another factor for Liverpool is what attacking talent Liverpool have coming off the bench. With no Bobby, no Origi, no Minamino, you're left then looking at, well, okay, what kind of attacking threats can we bring on maybe from deeper lying positions? And Naby would factor into that. And if gaps are going to start appearing, Naby Keita, you know, we've referenced before, sort of almost a flat track bullying type of scenario against the top sides. If they leave spaces, Naby at his best can take advantage of them kind of spaces. So I think there's a ton of sense. You know, I don't think there's a right or a wrong answer. I think there's a ton of sense with going with the midfield that they did go with. I was a bit surprised because there's an element of, you know, you've got AFCON in the back of your mind, haven't you? So you're kind of thinking, well, if Naby's fully fit and he's had a, although he didn't play well, he's had some minutes against Leicester. You know, maybe we put him into that environment and get a good 70 out of him. I mean, that aside, the team picks itself, doesn't it? The squad, in essence, you know, picks itself. I think there's no real surprises team selection wise probably for either side, once you know of the surprises of the squad, if you like, with obviously no Lukaku for them and the mad situation we found ourselves in. As we'll go into, it's more surprising, you know, in essence, the way that Chelsea approach especially the first half and the game with what they've got.